This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
I thank you so much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. If you were with us in a previous hour of the broadcast, Tom Appel has joined us, and we'll continue in this hour. We're talking about the 2018 Best Buys from Consumer Guide. And it can be easily found. Yeah, that's one thing that you do extraordinarily well, Tom. I mean, there's no doubt about once you hit consumerguide.com, it doesn't take much to find this very important story.
Oh, thank you for saying so. Yeah, it's the Best Buys are the first category, I think, on the left of our navigation bar. And if you want to check out our blog just comes up a few categories over to the right. So, yeah, people should be able to find our stuff pretty easily.
Very good. As we were closing out the previous hour of the broadcast, we were on a category. Why don't we reiterate that one more time?
Yeah, we were talking about the premium compact crossovers, and our picks there were the Lincoln MKC and the Acura RDX. And, you know, we love the RDX just because it's fun to drive, and the MKC because it's quiet, refined, and has a beautiful cabin.
Very true. And, again, the often overlooked Acura wins another award. I think Acura needs to get some new styling because otherwise, mechanically, these vehicles are extraordinarily well-equipped and offer a lot of great technology and performance. And I agree with you about the MKC. When I was last at the Detroit North American International Auto Show, I got to sample one while I was in the Motor City and really enjoyed my time. You know, people laugh a little bit about Lincoln, but the truth of the matter is they're building some very good cars. I won't say their complete lineup is wonderful, but this MKC is a very good car. The MKZ, the hybrid variant especially, is a good car, and they've just recently won an award for their Navigator. So Lincoln, which has been down for a long time sales-wise and image-wise, seems to be slowly rising from that place that they hit.
Yeah, it does, and I think this Navigator win is a very big deal for Lincoln. I think that they still have some work to do. They're on this project now where they're going to be replacing the names, the old alphanumeric names of their products with real names. We saw that at the Detroit Auto Show, I think it was, where the what is the MKX is going to become the Nautilus in the near future when that's freshened. So we'll see what happens. I think Lincoln is still looking for where it plays in this niche. It doesn't have the sales volume of other luxury car builders, but the products are there, and it's hard to believe that Ford can't put together a lineup of cars that can compete.
Very well said, Tom. I think they can. They just need a little bit more time. Let's hope consumers give them that time. Let's move up another category, Tom.
Yeah, we're looking at mid-size crossovers. This is bread and butter of the American market, and we have two picks here. We have the Honda Pilot, and we have the Toyota Highlander. And these vehicles are a little bit more similar than other picks in categories, but the Highlander is really just an incredibly refined, great vehicle for a family to just get in the car and go for a long road trip. The mileage is reasonably good. You can do a hybrid version where the mileage is fantastic. And the Honda Pilot, of course, just a little bit sportier, a little bit more fun to drive, great use of space. But these are excellent choices in this category.
And both of these vehicles, I agree with, and certainly have changed over the different iterations. I remember when the Pilot was a very small vehicle compared to what it is now, and now it's a there was a large vehicle in it and actually has some truck-like capabilities.
That's true. The ride height's actually just a little bit higher now, too, so it should have some snowboarding ability that it didn't have previously.
What's the next category on the list, Tom?
That would be premium midsize crossovers. We have two picks in this category. We have the Acura MDX, and we have the Volvo XC90. And again, the Acura would be the sporty pick in the class. Lots of fun to drive, very refined powertrain, lots of power. The Volvo XC90 wins our nod for an absolutely knockout, gorgeous interior, great use of cabin space, and general ride and handling refinement.
Very good choices. And again, Acura winning, despite the fact that it's not on the radar screen of lots of folks. It should be. And I haven't driven any of the recent Volvo products, but do admire them when I see them on the highway. And I peeked in and taken a look at those interiors. And, boy, you could almost say that they're giving Audi a run for best interiors. Volvo interiors are quite different today than they were 5 years ago.
Yeah, it's something that it's a niche that Volvo is carving out for itself. But I have to applaud what they've done with interiors. The materials quality, the execution, the design is fantastic too. It's very avant-garde, and I think you're right. It's exactly where Audi was playing like 5-10 years ago.
It's going to be interesting to see the continued growth of Volvo. Let's move up another category, Tom.
Okay, we're looking at large SUV, and this is an interesting category. It's one that I think that the buyers in this category stay in this category because they need that size or they need that towing ability, and there's a lot of good picks here. We go with the Dodge Durango simply because it's just a little bit tidier in size, and that really appeals to us. You can get your V8. You can do a lot of towing. You have the all-wheel drive or four-wheel drive capability if you need it, but the whole package is just a little bit tighter, a little bit smaller, and it's a very refined deal, too. The interior is nice. The ride and handling are fantastic. And we kind of like the anonymous styling.
It's a good choice and definitely one that I would echo. I love the fact that you can get all different variations, including an SRT model, which is the real hot rod of the bunch, and a vehicle that will give lots of vehicles a run for the money. There's no Hellcat version, but 485 horsepower ain't too shabby.
No, it's not.
And what's next on the agenda, Tom?
We have premium large SUVs, and we have two picks in this class that are very, very different. One is the Audi Q7, which, again, is a large vehicle, but it's a very tidy package, good use of space, garageable but still large, lots of fun to drive. And our other pick for people who need the power, need the space, is the Cadillac Escalade, which seems like an unlikely pick, but if you need to tow, this is your vehicle. Plus, the interior is absolutely gorgeous. The power is fantastic. We sort of split on the powertrain in this vehicle because it's actually a derivative of the Corvette powertrain, and it just sounds maybe just a little bit too rumbly and hot roddy for a vehicle in this price class for some of our editors. The rest of us love it.
Yeah, it's hard not to love the Escalade. They have gotten expensive. There's no question about that. It is not uncommon for Escalades these days to be selling between 90 and 100 grand. And if you had said that to me 15 or 20 years ago, I'd say that's never going to happen.
No, you're right. The long wheelbase ESV will crack six digits pretty easily. It's short wheelbase models and lower trim levels that appeal to us most because you still get that drivetrain and you still get a lot of that interior. But you're right. This is a class where prices are going through the roof.
And certainly, like you say, for those people who need it for towing, for boats, or just plain like the size, there are a lot of repeat customers in this category that wouldn't drive anything else. But after we come back from this break, my computer may have finished its update. It's at 98% right now. Stay tuned for that excitement and lots more as Auto World continues on great radio stations around North America and at GCNLive.com. I said you're wrong, buddy. I'm just running fine.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For over 100 years, J.C. Whitney has been the go-to source for everything automotive. Visit jcwhitney.com today to see their vast selection of performance and replacement parts and accessories, and request a Jeep, truck, or general catalog, and see the latest project cars and car show event calendar at 100jcwhitney.com. 100jcwhitney.com.
Happy the rescue dog. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby. But I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dynovite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynovite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega Fish Oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Free this week at Dynovite.com.
Dinovite.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for being here. I am Bob Long, official auto geek in this neck of the woods. You're listening to the program via the Genesis Communications Network, and you're listening around the world at GCNlive.com. We welcome all of our great affiliates from coast to coast, border to border, and we thank you so much for being with us. Tom Appel is with us as we're telling you about the 2018 Best Buys. This is a very important story, and you should check it out. Just go to consumerguide.com, and just for those those of you who are keeping track here, my updates are still being updated, so that's more than an hour so far. We shall see in the race to the computer, see if it actually gets up and running before the broadcast is over for today. Isn't that annoying, Tom? It's just, it always happens when you don't want it to.
I find that my particular computer situation is that I'm leaving work. It's 5:30, 6 o'clock, 6:30. I need to do one more thing, and my computer crashes. Exactly as I'm trying to leave. That's my computer nightmare.
Yeah, I know. And I know several people, including my wife, who has an iPhone that's a couple of years old. And now that they have the new models out there, they have intentionally dialed back certain services and made the phone a lot slower just to make you want the new one.
Yeah, that is a deeply troubling story, and I'm wondering if I'm actually dealing with that myself, in which case I almost want to switch to something from an iPhone.
Yeah, absolutely. I have a number of phones to pick with the folks from Apple, but this is one that I don't like. And the other one, too, being a journalist, I don't like the fact that there are no SD cards. So if you are at an event and you need to take a lot of pictures, or in my case, record a lot of audio, it all goes on the hard drive if you're using an Apple. But if you buy something else, some of them have some pretty big storage cards that you can pop out and take everything off and pop it back in empty.
Yeah, that would be handy. And I do a lot of photography with my phone, and that kind of flexibility would be useful.
Absolutely. Let's pick up where we left off. What was the last category we talked about, Tom?
The last one was premium large crossover or SUV.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And the Escalade and one other vehicle taking. Why don't you recap the winners there, the Escalade and the Acura.
The Audi Q7.
The Audi Q7, of course. That is a great vehicle. As Audi continues to surprise me and a lot of folks, not only with its quality of vehicles, but also for those of us who remember Audi from the 70s, Audi from the 80s, boy, what was once a very small manufacturer is now truly a full-line manufacturer, and then some.
Yeah, Audi is a funny brand in that you always think of the German luxury car battle as being BMW and Mercedes, and that's very traditional. It goes way back, and Audi always has this strange third role in that battle, but it's often secretly the best car in a class, and I don't think that gets discussed enough.
So true. My computer's now allowing me to work, so let's go to minivans, and certainly a great winner here.
Yeah, this one's sort of a no-brainer because it's the most recently fully redesigned, though the Honda Odyssey just went through a very serious update. We went with the Chrysler Pacifica. This is the second year in a row now since its redesign, and this is just absolutely the perfect family vehicle. My family and I were privileged enough to have the opportunity to get access to one for a long road trip. We drove from Chicago to Colorado and back, and we saw fantastic fuel economy, getting close to 30 miles per gallon on the highway. It is very quiet, very stable on the road. There's all sorts of space in the vehicle. You have Wi-Fi connectivity. There's just a lot here really to love. It's a fantastic vehicle. Prices can get high in higher trim levels, but they have a couple of very high-value feature-packed midline trim levels, so that they're probably the way to go.
Absolutely. There's some other great vans in this category, but I couldn't agree with you more with the Pacifica taking home the trophy for a 2018 Best Buy. Let's move into pickup trucks.
Yep, we're looking at compact pickup trucks first, and our picks this year are the Chevy Colorado and Canyon and the Honda Ridgeline, and they're slightly different vehicles. The Colorado and the Canyon are sort of 7th, 8th scale big trucks, and the Ridgeline is just a little bit more car-like, and I would say that if you don't really need to tow, and if you're not going to seriously try to hit the trail, the Ridgeline is the way to go. If you need a little payload, if you need to go off-roading, or if you just need the power of the really nice 3.6-liter V6 that's in the GMs, that's a nice truck.
It's certainly is. I couldn't agree with you more. And I'm a big fan of the Ridgeline. And, you know, being the adolescent that I am, I love that speakers in the bed of the truck there. It's a really cool feature. And when equipped with that black package that blacks everything out, it's a looker.
Yeah, that's actually a beautiful car. I think that if you always wanted a pickup truck and you want something to commute in, I think you go with the Ridgeline.
Definitely. Let's talk about large pickup trucks.
Yep, large pickup trucks. This category is tough because there really isn't a bad entry into this category anymore, but we made our picks. We went with the Chevy Silverado, its upscale twin, the GMC Sierra, and the Ram 1500. And we have some very specific reasons for doing that. The GM products, we think, offer the absolute perfect truck powertrain, and that's the 5.3-liter V8 mated to the 8-speed, which is perfect for power, for performance, and for fuel economy. With cylinder deactivation, it is very possible to get 20 miles per gallon in these trucks if you are a careful driver, even in traffic. The Ram 1500 we love because the interior is very nice. Its coil spring rear suspension gives it a huge leg up on other pickups in terms of ride and handling. Really a nice package.
Very well said. And you can't overlook that last statement. The coil rear suspension really makes a big difference. And again, FCA deserves a lot of kudos for this vehicle as well. And certainly a very popular category. Every now and then, it's still a head shaker to me that the best selling vehicle in North America for, I believe it's 27 years, might be wrong, it might be 31 years, is the Ford F-150, the Ford F-Series. And well, again, not unlike what we've seen with the large cars, this has become the thing to do, own a truck.
Yeah, it really has. And it's funny that we got back to this because after the market collapse of 2009, never thought I'd see Ford truck sales like this. But the F-150 accounted for 800,000 sales this past year,
wow,
which is just an astonishing number.
It certainly is. Let's talk about electric vehicles, a vehicle category that continues to grow. And you've got the Best Buys to talk about. On the other side of this quick network break, we'll be back. This is Auto World. I'm Bob Long.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Ben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars. and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hi, I'm Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
One of our favorite regular contributors, Tom Appel, publisher of Consumer Guide, is with us. We're telling you about the 2018 Best Buys. You really must check this out, all the different categories, and we've been running down the winners and talking about the categories in general, and that's what we're going to do in the next category, which is electric vehicles. Let's tell folks about the winners, and then since I get so many electric vehicle questions, Tom, maybe we'll run down the players that are available. But who won? That's the big question.
Yeah, for 2018, our electric car best buys are, for the first time, the Chevrolet Bolt EV, and returning the Chevrolet Volt with a V. Different vehicle. The Volt, of course, is really an extended-range electric vehicle, which means that there is a gasoline engine there in case you get in trouble, whereas the Bolt is completely committed to battery operation. It has an advertised 239-mile range.
Wow. I have had the opportunity to drive the Volt, and compared to the first generation, this one is so much better. The interior is so much better, and it just plain drives like a regular vehicle. And even if you just ran it on the gasoline powertrain, which keeps it in hybrid electric mode, you won't have any complaints. And kudos to General Motors also with the Bolt, giving you, you know, there's no way, other way to say it, the kind of range that you would normally see in some of the players that we're going to talk about that cost umpteen times more, 3 to 4 times more. So that's some great engineering. But let's take a look at the electric car vehicle class. We'll begin and just run it down right from the top with BMW offering two different vehicles. One is quite often overlooked. I've only seen two of them on the road in my life, and this is the high-end premium sporty performance vehicle. It's called the i8. Have you spent any time inside the i8?
Consumer Guide was fortunate enough to have an i8 stop by for a week not so long ago, and it's a remarkable vehicle in that it is a plug-in hybrid vehicle. It runs fine in just a hybrid, but if you plug it in, the rewards are extended range driving, so you have some period of pure electric driving for fuel economy, but the car is just a flat-out blast, fun to drive. It's one of those cars where the hybrid powertrain is tuned to provide performance as well as fuel economy. And the torque you get when properly exercised from electric motors is impressive. This is just, the i8's a technically weird car. It's a 1.5 liter three-cylinder gasoline engine, which doesn't sound like the basis for anything high performance. But combined with the electric motors, it's absolutely exhilarating.
That's good to hear, and I like the styling, and we've seen a revised rendition roll out at the Detroit Auto Show, so keep your eye on that if you're in that price league. Let's talk about the other BMW in the category of electric vehicles called the i3, and I have never had the opportunity to drive this one either. The styling on the i3 doesn't do it for me. To me, it's like a Honda Element gone bad. But tell us your thoughts about the i3.
Yeah, I flat out love the BMW i3. And were it not as expensive as it is, it runs about 15 grand more than the Chevrolet Bolt, it might have been our pick here. They recently added a larger battery, so the range is now, I think, in the 130-mile range. But the i3 is interesting for a number of reasons. It is rear drive, which is true to the BMW tradition, makes really great use of interior space. It uses suicide doors in the back, so you have this great access to the rear seats. It looks a little bit like a bubble car, but you actually have a pretty useful four-passenger interior. And it's fun to drive. It's very quick. You can actually induce a little bit of oversteer, which is something you think about with an electric car, by applying the throttle at the right time. It feels like a BMW. It's fun to drive. You can drive it aggressively. And it has an extended range gas engine option. It's a very small two-cylinder engine that hangs in the back. But if you run out of gas, you can go gasoline for not a lot of extra money.
That's a very good review and definitely a vehicle that should be looked after and looked at if you're in that market. Of course, we have the General Motors vehicles, the winners of this category, the Bolt and the Volt. Let's talk about Fiat's electrification of their 500. I believe it's still on sale. Tell us your thoughts about the 500e.
The 500e, which I've only driven once, Fiat's not super interested in getting the media in the car because sales, I think, are limited exclusively to California. I don't even think they're available in Washington and Oregon like a lot of EVs. This is a fun little car, and it might be one of the most entertaining of the Fiat 500 lineup to drive, but really good squirt away from a light. And I think otherwise it's fairly conventional. It's a 23 or 24 kilowatt-hour engine, so it should have about 100 miles of range. And they're selling them really, really affordably in California. There are rumors of $99 lease deals out there. So if you were thinking about going electric, the commitment's fairly small.
Definitely a good price, and sounds like a fun vehicle. Check it out if you're in California. Let's talk about the Ford Focus Electric. I remember Ford had a media campaign in which they had radio folks like myself interviewing the first owners of their first Focus electric vehicle. It was a husband and wife, and of course they raved about it, but I've never been behind the wheel of this one either. Tell us about the Focus Electric.
I have only driven the Focus Electric on one occasion when they launched the vehicle several years ago. I really like the throttle response in the vehicle. I wouldn't call it quick, but one of the beautiful things of electric vehicles is that you don't wait for an engine to spool out. The power is there immediately. And the Focus felt quicker than it was, I think, because of that. Focus is not available 50 statewide. I think it's only available in the green states, which is along the seaboards on either side of the country. So most of us have never seen this car. And Ford isn't doing that much to promote it. I think they're waiting for a next-generation vehicle to come out. Right now, it's primarily a California compliance vehicle.
Let's talk about Hyundai's offering in the electric compact four-door hatchback category. category. This vehicle is also very aggressively priced.
Yeah, this is an interesting vehicle. It's interesting range. I think what range comes in around 130 miles, I think, with an interesting $29.95 price point. This is a nice vehicle. It's refined. It's quiet. It's simple. This might be the way to go for a lot of people thinking about going electric. It's just not a lot of compromise. One of the nice things I like about this current generation of electric vehicles is they no longer feel like science projects on the inside. They look and feel like conventional vehicles.
That is so true and a great expression. Let's talk about the Kia Soul EV. The Soul has already won a Consumer Guide Best Buy for 2018, and I know you guys had an opportunity to have some extensive experience with the EV. What did you take away from the experience and tell everybody around the nation and around the world about this vehicle?
Yeah, first of all, we're super grateful to Kia for letting us keep this vehicle for 12 months. The Soul EV is fascinating. We love the Kia Soul. We're big gun electric powertrains, so this is a great opportunity for us to combine the two. But we spent 12 months with the car. The car uses a 27 kilowatt hour battery pack, which was usually getting us something in the neighborhood of 100 miles of range, far more than the advertised EPA estimate of 93, I think was the estimate. But we did enjoy or did experience and did suffer from the weird temperature swings in Chicago where extreme heat and extreme cold can impact that range. But even then, we learned that if you can live with a range of really 70 miles, allowing for weather impact, this was a great vehicle. We had no problems whatsoever with it for a year. And one of the things we learned is you don't have to do any maintenance on an electric car.
That is very cool to know. I didn't realize that myself. When we come back on the other side, we'll continue to run down the electric cars currently available for sale here in North America. You're listening to Auto World. It's Bob Long with Tom Appel. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Whether you're moving your classic car to its new home, transporting your car collection, or selling a car at auction, McAllister's Auto Transport should be your first choice. Our enclosed trailers are custom designed to ensure your antique, exotic, classic, or daily driver is handled with the same attention to detail you provide. We have been committed to delivering excellence every day for over 72 years and would be happy to provide you with a quote. Call McAllister's today at 800-748-3160 or visit our website for more details.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed him right for life. Every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you four extra packs of Nubba Nubs, free.
Nubba Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dinovite.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story
about the electric vehicles currently available here in North America? Tom Appel has been our special guest in this special edition of the broadcast. We ran down all the 2018 Best Buys, all the different categories, more than 20 different categories. And again, Tom, to get some eyeballs over to your website, what's the easiest way to find it? It is so easy.
Yeah, consumerguide.com. That's the best way to find our Best Buys. The first tab on our navigation bar on the left, that's the Best Buys. You can just go on there, pick a category, and check out the cars there. If you want to have some fun, check out our blog. That's right there on the navigation bar, too. And if you want to see pictures of old cars that I see on my commute to work, check me out at Car Guy Tom on Twitter.
Very good. Let's talk about an electric vehicle available from Nissan. This is the Leaf. This was one of the first, and I believe it's now just introduced a second generation. Never had an opportunity to drive a Leaf, but you do see them around. I don't think they sell in big numbers, but they're available across the country, and tell us your thoughts and if you have had the opportunity to drive the first or new, brand new, second generation.
Yeah, the Nissan Leaf is an interesting vehicle because it was one of the pioneering, quote-unquote, affordable electric vehicles in the country. And people were comparing its sales to the Volt for a lot of time because they were both more or less the affordable electric car experiments. But both cars have been redesigned since then, and the Leaf is redesigned for 2018. Our guy Rick Cotta has driven the car and comes away favorably impressed. It is now moved up to a 40-kilowatt-hour battery, has a range of about 150 miles. I think that's the EPA estimate for that. So it's cutting the distance between a lot of the popular electrics and the Chevrolet Bolt, but it's also just a little bit cheaper as well. But it got a new interior. It is supposed to be a little bit quicker now, and I think that its price point is really interesting. I think we're going to see if people want the range of the Bolt with a B or if they want the affordability of the Leaf. But as people move towards electric, it's possible that both have a solid year.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Let's talk about a smart vehicle. These are always very funky, to say the least. You do see them around from time to time. But many of you may not be aware of the fact that Smart is playing in the electric market with the Smart 4.2 electric drive model.
Yeah, and what people might also not know is that Smart is now going electric only. I think the 28 lineup, or maybe it's the 2019 lineup, I'm not 100% sure offhand, will be electric only, which is very interesting. I have never driven this car. Our guy Rick Cotta, our traveling car tester, has driven it. He really enjoyed the vehicle, considered it the best Smart vehicle in terms of fun to drive. That is available, I think, in most states. Sales have been very small, and I think that the Smart's general two-seat configuration has been a barrier to sales as much as anything else.
That's a really good point. Now let's move into Elon Musk territory and talk about the rather unique, somewhat controversial gentleman and his vehicles. The brand new one is the bread and butter Model 4 Tesla. Lots of folks say this will make or break the company. And a lot of folks think that he's not going to be able to roll out enough enough Model 3s to compete with vehicles like the Volt or the Bolt. It's going to be interesting to see. I haven't been behind the wheel of this Model 3. It offers a lot of unusual features, including no traditional dashboard, just a gigantic iPad-ish control module in the center. And how are they doing so far with production? I hear it's mixed.
Yeah, production is still very slow. And unfortunately for Tesla, recently Autoline, the podcast, spent some time talking to a company that was hired to break down one of these vehicles. And they've been making a lot of noise about how the actual assembly quality is just not where it needs to be. And this is a shame because, as you mentioned, this really is a make-or-break vehicle for Tesla. Rather famously, this is the first affordable Tesla. The price was supposed to be about $30,000. And something like 450,000 people put $1,000 deposit down on this car. So there's a lot of good faith here that's in jeopardy. Unfortunately, production isn't anywhere where they need it to be to get these into the hands of people who have deposit down. Additionally, the Chevrolet Bolt has come out, does deliver similar, actually better than the range of the Model 3, and you can buy one of those. So we'll see where this goes. But the Model 3 maybe disappointed people in one other realm. The car was supposed to be $30,000, but the ones they're delivering are going for upwards of $40,000. They come with an extended range battery pack and other interior trim. So even those people on the waiting list might be passing on them even if they get the car, because it's far more money than they expected to pay.
It's not unlike the flagship vehicle, the Tesla Model S, which is, of course, won accolades. It's a beautifully styled vehicle. I sat in one at one of the auto shows a couple of years back. Was really not that impressed with the interior quality, but it continues to sell, and it's definitely an it car if you want to be one of those people that has usually several cars, but you want to make one of them a green vehicle. You see them all over the place, and considering its price, because it's not unusual for these vehicles to be priced with six figures.
Yeah, I recently had some seat time, and I'm grateful for it, and a Tesla Model X, which is their crossover, and dynamically, it's an excellent vehicle. It was fun to drive. It handled well. It was very, very quick, and the design is very exciting with the huge windshield that wraps up into the roof and everything like that, but the vehicle I drove was $130,000, which was breathtaking because you're talking about starting prices in the $90,000 range. So, yeah, the prices just climbed through the roof. It's hard to know who's still buying these. Tesla is absolutely proof of EV concept. They built electric cars, people bought electric cars, and people love the cars that they're buying, so much so that they seem to be underreporting the flaws with these vehicles. But Tesla hasn't made money on these cars, and I think that's the most important thing here.
It certainly is. It's going to come back to bite them. I know controversial automotive executive Bob Lutz has been quoted recently. Somebody asked him on a show, you know, what do you think about the Model S, the sedan? And he said, buy one while you still can get one. So he wasn't too high on the Model S. I haven't driven any of these vehicles, but the Model X, the crossover that Tom drove, I've only seen one in my travels here in Florida, and with its rear gullwing doors, it makes quite a statement, but I had no idea that those could get up to the price category of your test vehicle.
Yeah, they get expensive in a hurry, and part of that is there is an autonomous equipment package, which is not currently fully accessible by the owner, but they anticipate will be more useful in the future when they have the software updates for it. But you can commit to buying that in advance, so that adds a lot to the price as well.
Yeah, they've done things traditionally quite different than other manufacturers. They really don't follow the traditional model year. They've got a lot of dealerships that are owned by Tesla, and they've ruffled a lot of feathers. It's going to be interesting to see if the Model 3 can get up to the kind of volume that it's going to have to in order to sustain the demand. And also, as you say, they need to make money, and these are pretty pricey vehicles. Going to be interesting to see where it goes. Is this, as far as you know, what the lineup will be, a small vehicle, the mid to large size S, and a crossover, or we're going to see that sports car he's talking about, you know, with incredible performance, if you can believe it. I'll believe that one when I see it.
Yeah, in the lineup right now, supposedly fairly far along, there should be a compact crossover in the works. It should be a companion crossover to the Model 3, and it should. The way they're going to target it is a more affordable vehicle. So we should see something about that in the next 18 months or so. Plus, you mentioned the hypersports car that they just showed. And then they're working on a semi, which is actually a really practical application for an electric vehicle. Short range, high torque, it could work very well.
Yep, that is a very good point. It's got a lot of attention. And I think I don't know the specs on the vehicle, but it may have an issue as far as the amount of category weight-wise, the amount of cargo that it can carry. But other than that, it's an excellent idea. And it's an excellent idea for you folks to bookmark on your computer, consumerguide.com. Thank you, Tom, very much for this extended appearance. And congratulations to you and your other editors and your art folks and everybody for turning out another great year.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.